Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Look at Patty Boyle playing a little Ozzy. What do you know about Ozzy, young man? Nice, little Ozzy. All right, BT and Sal back on the Fan. Let me guess, Sal, you're not a big Ozzy Osbourne fan.
Yeah, I mean, I remember him for, eating a bat or something.
Yes, the head of a bat.
Bite the head of a bat. And then he had that reality show that I liked.
With Sharon?
Yeah, and Jack and...
that was a really good show.
Kelly, maybe?
I forget her name. Kelly, of course.
Yeah, it was Kelly. Right.
That was one of the early reality shows where... And he was still lucid enough where... I mean, that was a massive hit, actually.
Yeah, I know. That was before, like, the Kardashians blew up, right?
Yes, I believe it was.
Right, so it was one of the original, like, follow a family around
I would say about early
show.
2000s when it started popping.
God,
around there.
Yeah. I remember watching it.
Yep. And that's not even the craziest thing that he did. You know what the craziest thing that he ever did was?
Not eating a bat, the head off a bat?
Well, it depends. One or 1A.
Okay.
And it's got some competition. So, you know, obviously he was just up to his neck in drugs.
How is he still alive?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. He said one time that he took, I just read this recently. There's an excerpt from a book. 30 hits of acid? 30 at once?
Jesus.
And walked out to the cemetery, and he had a conversation with a tree, and he's like, I got to stop doing this. So that was one thing, but that's not even the craziest thing that he's done. Aside from eating the bat, see, that is up there because of the rabies.
It's only 75. That's not that old.
I mean,
the bat was a mistake, by the way.
But I know it was a mistake, that it was a fake one.
They had a whole bucket of like rubber bats, and he happened to pick up a real one.
So you know about Ozzy because you're a big music guy.
What do you mean? How does that get mixed up? Oh, I'm sorry. We had a real bat mixed up in the rubber bat can.
I mean, it's like having 20 vibrators and a real penis. How did that thing get in there? I mean, what?
Come on.
What are we doing here?
What?
How did the real one get in there?
Oh, sorry. Picked the real one out.
My bad. Oops.
So the reason why I say he's not that old at 75 is because 20 years ago when the show was on, or 25 years ago,
yeah.
I felt like he was old then.
I felt like he was 90 because the way he walks.
Yeah.
No, neurologically, he's obviously compromised. But before, I just want to get back to the calls. But the other crazy thing that he did, his drug habit, he once sniffed a massive line of ants.
My God.
Instead of cocaine or whatever else you would sniff.
Why?
Because he's Ozzy Osbourne.
But what does that do for you?
I don't know. And I don't plan on finding out.
It was a bet. I think he was with Chilla Motley Crue or something like that. And he just saw a bunch of ants on the sidewalk and he just went and...
Oh, my God.
Jeez. A Motley Crue hanging out with Ozzy Osbourne.
That was a book I wanted to read, that Motley Crue book that came out.
Well, did you see the documentary on Apple?
I don't know.
I think it was on Apple or Netflix. One of the two. I think it was Apple.
Maybe I saw something on Nikki Sixx a while ago. Was there something on him?
Well, Nikki Sixx was the craziest of them all. Nikki Sixx actually thought that he overdosed, and he left a message on his answering machine, and he said, hey, this is Nikki. I can't get to the phone right now. I'm dead.
What a weird.
Yeah, I mean,
and then who's the other dude? Vince something?
Vince Neil and the Tommy and Lee, Tommy of course. Lee, yeah. Tommy and Pamela, of course.
Yeah, I never liked their music or never was
what?
Like. I wasn't really familiar with their music.
Motley Crue's
but the story fascinated me. Those guys are fascinating individuals.
I don't know if anybody partied as hard as they did. They really did. All right, 877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. Talking about the Mets and the comments by Stearns. Also the Yankees offseason. A little bit of everything. Sammy is down in Trenton, New Jersey with BT and Sal. What's up, Sam?
What's up, fellas? I got two quick things. One Bauer, one Mets extra slash hitter, DH, blah, blah, blah. So I like that nobody's talking about. I spoke with Hall. 270, 11 homers, 65 RBIs, 26 stolen bases, and all-star appearance last year. And a gamer. I like Whit Merrifield as that extra third base and third base platoon, second base, outfield. I think he could do it all, and I think he's that gamer. He's like McNeil, but he does other things. He's not just average.
Yeah. I mean, but does he fit the Mets' timeline? I mean, I guess, you know, 1 or 2 years, sure, I guess.
I mean, 1 year, that's what they're looking at. And I feel like power doesn't age, Sal. That's why you're afraid of J.D., and Justin Turner.
Yeah, but Soler, that's why I think Soler is the happy medium, and thank you for the call. I think Soler is the happy medium. Whit Merrifield said something a couple years ago, and I forget what it was, but it pissed me off. And I wish I remembered it. I don't know if it was a shot at New York. It was something that...
Really?
And maybe it wasn't. He said something dumb that I just was turned off for him.
Yeah,
at that,
if he hit 310, you'd take him in a heartbeat.
Correct, but I still want power. By the way, I am being told we have a special guest on the line.
Who do we have?
Jerry Blevins is on the line, BT. So, Jerry, I tried calling you before because it came up where I was saying that, you know, we had the conversation. I said I thought maybe I could make contact if I had like 10 swings. Jeez. So I asked my partner, BT, if he could make contact. He, who played college, admitted he probably couldn't. But then we were curious, like, what you could, you know, dial it up to now and how badly do you think you would actually embarrass both of us?
Well, BT is a smart man because he understands that there's levels to everything, Sal. If I had to dial it up, first of all, it'd take about 6 months for me to be able to even throw a ball about 80.
Let's do this tomorrow. You're on, sucker.
But for you, Sal, I'd swallow a few anti-inflammatories, and I could probably touch 88 to make sure, first of all, that you're not going to get anywhere close to my plate. I'm going to back you up a little bit. I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable. The contact you might make will be about 2 inches above where your hands are on the bat, and it's going to be on purpose because I want you to feel what it's like to have a big league bat in your hand to face a baseball coming in at 88. And to truly feel how your hands go numb and then try to hit a curveball coming in later.
That doesn't sound too pleasant at all.
No, it's not. Jeremy, all you got to do is just...
Jerry. Yeah, Jerry.
I obviously know that. My bad. Jerry. All you have to do is, you know, dial... You don't even have to get up to 88. Throw 82, 83 under his chin and then throw a 72-mile-per-hour changeup on the corner. He's done.
Now, wait, would you...
That's perfect.
Would you, Jerry, would you just give me, like, the heat or are you going to mix it up, off-speed stuff?
Well, I would give you the fastballs to start. I'd probably throw you a little cut fastball to make you think. Again, coming in on your hands, that's how I keep righties honest. And then, you know, my bread and butter, you're going to get some curveballs just for fun, just to watch you swing about 3 times before it lands for a strike.
See, that's the pitch maybe I think I could touch.
Stop. You're not touching any pitch.
I sit back on it. I sit back and I poke it the right, you know, to the right side for a little base.
What did you say, to the right center gap? Is that what you were about to say, you lunatic?
There hasn't been many hitters in my career that could hit my curveball. So just so you know, even the big league hitters, the righties, the lefties, I think my career batting average from righties on my curveball is like under 200. So if you think you're better than all the right-handed hitters in the game, not to mention lefties.
That's where I got paid.
That's why I'm retired and not hanging out with you too often. But if you think you're better than most of the righties in the big leagues, then I'm sure you could make contact.
Yes, Jerry, he just got screwed. You know, the scout, he got rained out his game in high school, so the scout couldn't come and watch him. You know, he was just overlooked. Very unfortunate baseball story for
Oh, you couldn't touch him either, BT. I mean, come on, you play. Oh, big tough guy, you played in Maris.
I'm the smartest guy in the room saying I wouldn't touch him.
I started to say,
but
like,
I have hit 85 in my life. I've hit 90.
But I started to say that Jerry, you know, right now, he's been retired for how many years?
Stop.
Jerry, you've been retired for how many years? 5 years?
21. So this will be the year four, year three.
Okay, that's not that long. But it's going to take him 6 months to dial it up to 88. Uh-huh. And BT's like, oh, if you gave me just fastballs, maybe at 85, I might be able to put it in play.
Like no I said, what? Sal, if I were facing you, Sal, I would definitely have enough adrenaline to make sure that you would know. I would hurt myself understanding that this is going to be painful. Just to make sure that you get a proper shake at what it's like to face big league pitching.
So we're talking to Jerry Blevins, of course, does a great job on SNY Mets with the Mets. And, of course, Sal, Baseball Night in New York, these guys are buddies. We're goofing around. Sal, for some crazy reason, is telling the entire free world he thinks he could touch a former major league. He barely played high school. But now, Jerry, let's get to the topic at hand here. This might be a little less pleasant for you. I mean, this Mets rotation is horrendous. It's just not good, dude.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
There's a lot of question marks. So I think Senga has a chance to be a very good one. I don't think he's got ace. I don't think he's Garrett Cole. But I do think he can be another all-star caliber type season. So that's great. Then you have Quintana, who's a steady presence. Not a true number two, but he pitched like it last year. Mm-hmm. But what you want is an innings eater out of him, and he's going to give you a chance to win every ball game. They think they found something with Sean Manaea that he's tapped back into. He kind of changed his repertoire. He upped his velocity, and he started using that sweeper. They think they found a piece, which, you know, very well could be. He's been a no-hitter. He's thrown a no-hitter in his career, and they think he found something with him. And then Severino, I think, is a easy fix. I know it was really bad last year, but he spoke on it on SNY. He answered a few questions on how he was just mentally out of it because of he was worrying about tipping your pitches. And once you're mentally thinking about other things than getting a big league hitter out on the mound, then you start to doubt starts to creep in. So he's out there thinking, you know, don't tip my pitch. Then all of a sudden his 97 gets hit, mm-hmm. and he's thinking, was that because I tipped and they know, or was it because I didn't locate? And then he's all in his own head, and he spent an entire season basically lost in his own mechanics. So I think that's an easy fix for him to get back to form. His biggest question mark for me is health, obviously. If he can stay on the field, I think he'll return to form and have an excellent bounce-back year. It's not championship caliber, but I think there's enough opportunity there for them to make a statement and make the playoffs. I still think that this team is good on paper, and they have a lot more question marks in the rotation that you're used to. But I think there's potential there.
I'm talking with Jerry Blevins. Of course, you can see him on SNY currently. Also, Jerry, happy to see that the podcast is back. Shea Station with Jolly Olive. So you guys have that going back, which is fun. And always you can see him on SNY on Baseball Night in New York as well. We have that show coming up at 6 o'clock. One more, Jerry, for me about the Mets. What would you make the priority if you were them, DH or bullpen?
Well, I mean, the bullpen is a necessity regardless. But I still think for this team to be a championship caliber team, they need another bat. They need a Jorge Soler, a guy that can hit some home runs, that can protect Pete. They missed out on Kyle Schwarber, I think was the perfect fit, another left-handed hitter. You know, the only splash I could see, like the wild card that I doubt will happen, but if they get a guy like Cody Bellinger to be able to come in and solidify that lineup,
and
he could play first base, let Pete DH, and there would be more depth in that lineup. That's one that I see kind of a wild card, but they definitely, no matter what happens, they need to address the bullpen. They need a couple more solid arms, and then a DH might be a good idea, but they have so many guys that they want to see. If they truly want to compete, I think they'll get a Soler type or a JD Martinez. But I think they just kind of want to see what they have in some prospects.
So we're a little late here, but it's worth it. I got one more thing here for you, Jerry. And by the way, let's do this a little more frequently here. Let's get Jerry on the show, have a little fun throughout the year.
Well, I actually talked about it last season with him, but I wanted to do it in studio. And he's you're more in the city, Jerry, during the season, right?
That's a fact. Yeah, I spend my off season in Ohio.
So when he's in season, when he's back, we'll definitely have you in studio.
Yeah, you got the invite, Jerry, man. We'd love to have you in. So here's my final thing for me. So no Met fan wants to see Pete Alonso in a different uniform. That's a given. Stripping yourself of any sentimentality pertaining to that possible notion of him playing elsewhere, looking at it purely from a baseball point of view, can you, on the cerebral baseball level, somewhat embrace a Mets future without Pete?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that hole to fill, I mean, they're already talking about, you know, we're chatting on a DH to add more power. Pete Alonso is an old school power first baseman. Like, that gap of production is, I don't see where they could fill that in. You don't get that on the market very often. I don't see where you fill that in.
Well, Jerry, let me throw this at you. You're right. I mean, there's no guy that's going to be acquirable, if you will, that's going to replicate basically 50 bombs every year. I understand that. But look at the trend in baseball. You know, he's fairly heavy-footed. You know, he's serviceable at first base, but he's obviously not, you know, like Keith or like Donnie or even like Goldschmidt as a righty or even Olsen, in my opinion. But he's competent. The trend in baseball is not to sign guys who are deficient in some of those areas, prodigious power aside, who's 30 as a right-handed hitter. So you wouldn't find the guy who's going to hit 50 bombs, but you might find, and I threw this out and these guys laugh because it's a podcast around here, you might find like a Rico Bronya type who's going to hit you 30 doubles and hit 280 and pick it, and then you disperse the money and the power maybe more conventionally around the field.
Yeah, I mean, if you did that, look, the reality is that he has a very good chance of playing elsewhere. And as a fan, you got to understand that that's a big possibility. I find it hard, especially in the power deficient organization that they have right now, of where they're going to supplement that. They could go out and get, you know, a glove that can give you some on base and some extra base hits, but they're still missing power. So I think, obviously, the real possibility is that Pete Alonso plays elsewhere. It would be hard for me to swallow seeing. I'm having a hard time picturing Luis Guillorme in a Braves, you know, a Braves uniform, let alone see if Pete Alonso dons a different uniform. I'll be at a loss as a fan of the game, as a fan of the Mets. It would be weird, but it's a definite possibility that people have to understand that they're not going to give. I don't see them giving an Albert Pujols type deal.
No.
You know, to Miguel Cabrera type deal. And I don't see him taking a hometown discount or a shortage a year. So there's a big possibility that he does go elsewhere.
What do you think would be more important for me, Jerry, as I step into the box, a cup or a diaper?
you're definitely going to need to wear a cup because I'm going to make you feel uncomfortable. The diaper. That'll be up to you. I'd wear a couple pairs of sliders just to make sure.
Oh, boy.
Hey, there is one thing I do want to plug before I leave.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm headed to Cooperstown tomorrow. One of the crazy things I've done in my career, I got to narrate a documentary. So it's called Fielding Dreams. It's about baseball scouts. The scout that signed me from Dayton, the University of Dayton, Ohio, his cousin is a documentary filmmaker, and they got together over holidays and started discussing. He's like, you know, I'm going to have to make a film about this. So he works for the Rangers now, and they got to follow along, and the Rangers obviously won the World Series. So it's a really cool documentary that opens the eyes and peels back the curtain a little bit.
Ooh.
On something that I think is underappreciated.
Oh, man.
That's baseball scout.
I'm in.
So I get to go see the premiere tomorrow.
Where can we watch that?
That sounds great.
So I think it'll be, that's the thing. So it's premiering. I don't think it's for streaming or anything yet, but when it does, I'll come back on and do another promotion and let you guys see where you can get it.
Awesome.
But
thanks,
just get the word out there.
Yep. I saw your tweet about it as well. All right, Jerry, we appreciate it. Look forward to working with SNY. Have fun at Cooperstown.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jerry.
Jerry good with him. I like
he's
him.
He's a good dude. Yeah, I talked to him.
I don't know him, but I watch him and I like him. He's good
dude. Good personality. Has fun with everything. He makes fun of me. We make fun of each other.
When you say you're going to hit a major league pitcher, it's very easy to make fun of you.
But he's a retired major league pitcher.
All right, anyway, keep it moving.
So when you and I first joined, it was kind of, in the summer, and we were getting our feet wet a little bit.
Yeah.
But I wanted to have him in studio, but it just wasn't the right timing. During the season when he's in town, we'll definitely get it.
I love to have him in studio. I would even, if we could do like once a week. I mean, if he's got to call in. If he's got to call in.
Yeah.
It's like state of the Mets, man. Yeah. And by the way, you heard what he said, the way that ended. There's a very real chance Pete's in a different uniform. He said that.
Well, there is a chance. I don't believe it's going to happen, but there is a chance.
Yep, no doubt. If you like Scouts, and that sounds like a great documentary, Trouble with the Curve, Clint Eastwood. Have you ever seen that movie?
I did see that movie.
Did you like it?
Who's the...
The love interest, what was her name? The blonde.
She's a popular actress.
Yeah, I forget her name as well.
And that was one of the early things, I think. What the hell was her name? We should know this.
What do you mean early things?
It was one of her, I believe.
Oh,
it was
one of her early things.
Yeah, Trouble with the Curve with Clint Eastwood.
That was good.
What the hell?
Amy Adams.
There you go. Amy Adams.
I thought that movie stunk.
What?
Very boring.
It was a little cheesy, but I liked it.
The ending? Come on.
I mean, come on, dude. I mean, what a buzzkill Pat is.
Yeah. All right, good.
It's a crap movie.
All right.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083. Or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.